one thing we have to keep in mind is that, and we talked about it on the show,
but at the same time, it comes from two different points.
Then all of a sudden, you want to say, oh,
well, you know, I need for me. I don't know if I can speak for everybody else.
This is Dead in Sports.
Welcome to the very first Dead in Sports show. Pilot, this is probably not how it's always going to look, but you know we had to start somewhere. I know a lot of you guys are coming over from Blog Talk Radio and Dead End Hip Hop, but this is Dead End Sports. Very first show. You got the beat maker of the crew, BZ430.
What up, though? Y'all know what I mean?
Still what up, though.
They ain't leaving at all.
Then you got the point guard of the crew, myself, your boy FIFO. Then you got Ken, the Mr. Professor X of the show.
It's good, y'all.
The wise one. And then we got a new face, the host.
What's good?
12 Kyle. Give it up to him.
What's going on? Well, we're here, fellas. I gotta ask you guys, I mean, obviously, unless you've been hiding under a rock, the biggest news in sports, the biggest news in the world, basically, LeBron James going back to Cleveland.
Look, if he would have three-peated this championship with Miami, I'd have been like LeBron. He'd have been ghost. I think if he would have three-peated. But I was a little surprised that he went back to Cleveland. I thought he was going to sign like maybe in like a 1-year deal or a 2-year deal. Because we now that I think about this, like in the past couple years, we kind of seen this coming a little bit.
I don't think LeBron should have went back this year. Yeah, it's great. It makes for a great story. Yeah, everybody. He's the hero now. He's no longer, you know, the bad guy. He did my boy Wade dirty.
It's about your homie Wade.
It's about Wade.
We all know Ken loves Wade.
Walked away from $42 million guaranteed. Because he knew that the way the contracts were structured, they all said, we got to give this guy money to operate. Then all of a sudden, you want to say, oh, well, you know what? Yeah, let's give him money to operate, but I want my money, so you gotta pay me. You know what I'm saying? So
you know what? Look, it doesn't matter, man.
What are you talking about? It don't matter. Look. $42 million. Is it a difference if you get it over a span of 4 years or 2 years? It's $42 million, bruh. You're gonna get your money. D-Wade's gonna get his money. D-Wade's not going nowhere.
It's different than 40 million. I understand that.
But just like you said, giving Pat Riley that leeway, I want my $40 million. You could space it out.
From what we understand, there was a 4-hour meeting between Dan Gilbert and LeBron, his agent, and his team, and everything like that. So they buried the hatchet. To me, it's going to take a lot more than that, because that was personal. He called him. He said the self-proclaimed king is a coward. This is the man that took you and your team
to the finals with nobody.
With nobody. With bums.
Go play basketball. That's your job. It's not your job to be over here best buddy with Dan Gilbert. It's your job to do your job. And LeBron has done that since day one.
Okay, so before you go again, let me, and I know you want to get to it. I want to address something.
LeBron cemented Dwayne Wade's career. That's it.
Are you kidding me? Are you serious with me right now? Bruh, 2006, Wade was good. Wade didn't have to win another ring after what he did in 2006.
Whoa! So you said one and that's it?